Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. To leave a message, please re-enter the number of the person you are calling, followed by the pound key. If you are a subscriber to this service, press the pound key now. If you have a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your phone number, then press pound. Enter your PIN, then press pound. To reach another mailbox, press star. You have no new messages. You have 2 saved voice messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message to another subscriber, press 2. Wake up and reminder messages, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. To exit the system, press star. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved messages, press 2. To listen to all of your messages, press 3. To send a message to another subscriber, press 4. To recover messages deleted during this call, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message to enter the recipient's telephone number or 2-digit group list, followed by the pound key.
Matthew Furman
has been added to the recipient list. To select additional recipients, press 1. Otherwise, press the star key. Start recording at the tone. When finished, press the pound key.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To send the message, press 1. To play back the message, press 2. To re-record the message, press 3. To mark the message private or high priority, press 4. To schedule future delivery of the message, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Invalid entry. To send the message, press 1. To play back the message, press 2. To re-record the message, press 3. To mark the message private or high priority, press 4. To schedule future delivery of the message, press 6. To mark this message as high priority, press 1. To mark this message as private, press 2. Message marked private. To send the message, press 1. To play back the message, press 2. To re-record the message, press 3. To mark the message private or high priority, press 4. To schedule future delivery of the message, press 6. To mark this message as high priority, press 1. To cancel private for this message, press 2. Private has been canceled. To send the message, press 1. To mark this message as high priority, message marked high priority. To send the message, press 1. To cancel high priority for this message, press 1. High priority has been canceled. To send the message, press 1. To please enter the 2-digit month and 2-digit day when the message is to be sent. Please enter the 2-digit hour and the 2-digit minute when the message is to be sent. For AM, press 1. For PM, press 2. Your message has been scheduled for delivery on September 18th at 8:05 p.m. If this is correct, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. To send the message, press 1. To play back the message, your message has been scheduled for delivery. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message to another subscriber, press 2. Wake up and reminder messages, press 3. To set wake-up calls, press 1. To set reminders, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. Your wake-up calls are on. To turn wake-up calls on or off, press 1. To set wake-up call options, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Invalid entry. To schedule wake-up calls for weekdays, press 1. For weekends, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Enter the starting date using 2 digits for the month, followed by 2 digits for the day. For today, press pound now. Enter the time you want for the wake-up call, using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2 digits for the minutes. For AM, press 1. For PM, press 2. You have requested weekday wake-up calls at 10:05 p.m. tomorrow. If this is correct, press 1. To try wake-up calls scheduled, to set wake-up calls, press 1. To set reminders, for a one-time reminder message, press 1. For a daily reminder, press 2. For a reminder every weekday, press 3. For a reminder every Saturday and Sunday, press 4. To specify days of the week, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To set up a reminder call to ring your own phone, press 1. To set up a reminder to be left in your mailbox, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Your reminders will be left in your mailbox. After the tone, speak your reminder message. When you're done, press pound.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
If this is correct, press 1. To try again, press 2. When do you want to be called with this reminder? Enter the date using 2 digits for the month, followed by 2 digits for the day. For today, press pound now. Enter the time using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2 digits for the minutes. For AM, press 1. For PM, you have requested a reminder message for 11:03 p.m. today. Your reminders will be left in your mailbox. If this is correct, press 1. To try reminder message scheduled. To set wake-up calls, press 1. To set reminders, press 2. To return to the previous menu, for a one-time reminder message, press 1. For a daily reminder, press 2. For a reminder every weekday, press 3. For a reminder every Saturday and Sunday, press 4. To specify days of the week, press 5. To review or to set up a reminder call to ring your own phone, press 1. To set up a reminder to be left in your invalid entry. To set up a reminder call to ring your own phone, press 1. To set up a reminder to be left in your mailbox, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Your reminders will be left in your mailbox. Enter the days of the week to deliver this reminder. For Monday, press 1. For Tuesday, press 2. And so on. When you're done, press pound. To set wake-up calls, press 1. To set reminder, for a one-time reminder message, press 1. For a daily reminder, press 2. For a reminder every weekday, press 3. For a reminder every Saturday and Sunday, press 4. To specify days of the week, press 5. To review or cancel your reminder messages, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Invalid entry. This reminder will be delivered at 11:03 p.m. today. Your reminders will be left in your mailbox.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
End of message. To replay this reminder, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To change the delivery time, press 3. To change the delivery days, press 4. To change the phone number where your reminder call will be sent, press 5. To delete this reminder, press 6. To exit reminders, press star. You have requested the cancellation of this reminder message. If this is correct, press 1. To keep this reminder message, press 2. Reminder message canceled. To set wake-up calls, press 1. To set reminders, press a new voice. Message has just arrived. To listen to your messages, press 1. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved messages, press 2. To listen new voice message received 8:05 p.m. today from
Matthew Furman.
At 5:18:07 seconds.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
End of message. To listen again, press 1. To save the message, press 2. To delete, press 3. To reply, press 4. To forward, press 5. To listen to the message envelope, press 6. To replay this menu, press 0. To skip, press pound. To return to the previous menu, press star. Start recording at the tone. When finished, press the pound key.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To send the message, press 1. To play back the message, press 2. To re-record the message, press 3. To mark the message private or high priority, press 4. To schedule future delivery of the message, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Your message has been sent. To listen again, press 1. To save the message, press 2. To delete, press 3. To reply, press 4. To forward, press 5. To listen to the message envelope, press 6. To replay this menu, press 0. To skip, press pound. To return to the previous menu, press star. Message saved. There are no more messages. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved messages, press 2. To listen to all of your messages, saved. Voice message received 8:05 p.m. today from
Matthew.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Enter the recipient's telephone number or two-digit group list, followed by the pound key.
Matthew Furman
has been added to the recipient list. To select additional recipients, press 1. Otherwise, press the star key. Start recording at the tone. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved voice message, receive deleted saved voice message, receive. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved messages, press 2. To listen to a new voice message has just arrived. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message to another subscriber, press 2. Wake up and reminder messages, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. To exit the system, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To administer sub-mailboxes, press 3. To administer your mailbox preferences, press 4. Wake up and reminder messages, press 5. To administer attendant, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the account administration menu. From this menu, you may manage your account settings and options. For your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To administer your PIN, press 1. To administer group lists, press 2. To select language, press 3. To select prompt levels, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. To administer your PIN, press 1. To administer group lists, press 2. To create a group list, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. You are at the group list menu. To create a group list, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To administer your PIN, press 1. To administer group lists, press 2. To select language, press 3. To select prompt levels, for U.S. English, press 1.
Para español, presione 2.
To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Invalid entry. For you, to administer your PIN, press 1. To administer group lists, press 2. To select language, press 3. To select prompt levels, press 4. To prompt level allows you to hear extended or abbreviated system prompts. Prompt level is currently set to standard. To set the prompt level to standard, press 1. To set the prompt level to expert, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To administer your PIN, press 1. To administer group lists, press 2. To select language, press 3. To select prompt levels, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To administer your personal greeting is currently active. To administer your primary greeting, press 1. To administer your extended absence greeting, press 2. To administer your busy greeting, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the greetings menu. You may change your mailbox greeting by recording your personal greeting or selecting a system greeting. You may change your recorded name. You may administer your extended absence greeting, or you may administer your busy greeting. Your personal greeting is currently active. To administer your primary greeting, press 1. To administer your personal greeting, press 1. To administer your name, press 2. To administer the system greeting, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. To listen, press 1. To activate, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. You have reached
Matthew Furman.
To listen, press 1. To activate, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. The system greeting containing your recorded name has been activated. To administer your personal greeting, press 1. To administer your name, press 2. To administer the system greeting, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. Your system greeting with your name is on. To administer your primary greeting, press 1. To administer your extended absence greeting, press 2. To administer your busy greeting, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. To listen, press 1. To invalid entry. To listen, press 1. To record your system greeting with your name is on. To administer your primary greeting, press 1. For your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To administer sub-mailboxes, press 3. To administer your mail for multiple mailbox setup, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. You are at the sub-mailbox setup menu. From here, you may create, modify, or delete sub-mailboxes associated with this account. For multiple mailbox setup, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. For your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To administer sub-mailboxes, press 3. To administer your mailbox preferences, press 4. Wait to select the order in which your messages are played, press 1. To administer autoplay, press 2. To administer the amount of information in a message envelope, press 3. To administer message notification, press 4. To enable or disable the sending of caller ID information, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the message preferences menu. From here, you set the following options. Envelope option. This option determines whether or not you will hear the message envelope before each message during message playback. Message envelope information contains the date and time of day the message was received, the type of call, and the name or number of the calling party. Autoplay option. This option determines whether new messages are played immediately after you log into your account, or if you are brought to the main menu. Sort order option. This option determines the order in which your messages are played back to you. You can select newest messages first, oldest messages first, or priority messages first. To select the order in which your messages are played, press 1. To administer autoplay, press 2. To administer the amount of information in a message envelope, your messages are currently being ordered by priority. To listen to messages ordered by date, with newest messages first, press 1. To listen to messages ordered by date, with oldest messages first, press 2. To listen to your high-priority messages first, press 3. To listen to your messages ordered by sender first, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To select the order in which your messages are played, press 1. To administer autoplay, press 2. Autoplay is currently off. To turn on autoplay, press 1. To turn off autoplay, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To select the order in which your messages are played, press 1. To administer autoplay, press 2. To administer the amount of information in a message envelope, press 3. To administer message notification, press 4. For telephone notification, press 1. For SMS notification, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To change your message notification options, press 1. To review or change your telephone notification number, press 2. For your telephone notification schedule, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. You are currently notified for high priority messages only. Message notifications options menu. To be notified for all messages, press 1. To disable notification for messages, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To change your message notification options, press 1. To review or change your telephone notification number, press 2. For telephone notification, press 1. For SMS notification, press 2. Your selected SMS service provider is Verizon Wireless. To confirm your SMS service provider, press 1. To change your SMS service provider, press 2. Your selected SMS service provider is Verizon Wireless. For Verizon Wireless, press 1. For AT&T, press 2. For Sprint Nextel, press 3. For T-Mobile Wireless, press 4. For Virgin Mobile, press 5. For U.S. Cellular, press 6. For Metro PCS Wireless, press 7. For Boost Mobile, press 8. For Alltel Wireless, press 9. To return to the previous menu, press star. For telephone notification, press 1. For SMS notification, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To select the order in which your messages are played, press 1. To administer autoplay, press 2. To administer the amount of information in a message envelope, press 3. To administer message notification, press 4. To enable or disable the sending of caller ID information, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. Currently, full envelope information is played before each message. To hear full envelope information before each message, press 1. To hear abbreviated envelope information before each message, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Invalid entry. To hear full envelope to select the order in which your messages are played, press 1. To administer autoplay, press 2. To administer the amount for your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To administer sub-mailboxes, press 3. To administer your mailbox preferences, press 4. Wake up and reminder messages, press 5. To administer attendant, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. To review or change your attendant number, press 1. For your attendant schedule, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. Invalid entry. To review or to change the start time, press 1. To change the end time, press 2. To change the days of the week, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To review or change your attendant number, press 1. For your personal profile, press 1. To administer your greetings, press 2. To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message to another subscriber, press 2. If you have a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your phone number, then press pound. Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. To leave a message, please re-enter the number of the person you are calling, followed by the pound key. If you are a subscriber to this service, press the pound key now. You have reached
Matthew Furman.
For assistance, press 0. Start recording at the tone. When finished, press transferring. Please hold.